Hello and welcome to another episode on Stretch Street Podcast. This is the energetic EJ and I am super delighted to be here again today. But this week I'm super excited. Guess what? Because my guest today is my friend. We co-host another program, let me call it, another show together every Monday. And it's interesting that today she's my guest on the show. With this, I just want us to meet who she is. And with who she is, she's going to tell us what she does, some challenges that she's faced, how she's navigated them, and the life lessons that she has learned from those challenging seasons. All right? So my guest today is none other than the one we call Ginger Mama. Grace, so amazing. But officially, she is Grace Edibo. I'm so delighted to have her on the show today. Hello, 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 Gracie. How are
hello,
you doing?
Energetic DJ.
One and only, one and only. How are you doing? Good to have you here. Thank you so much for availing yourself. I know this has been a long time coming, but finally, we are here.
Yes, so I'm happy to be here and thanks for inviting me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I watched a video recently, a TED talk on LinkedIn, and the lady was talking about curiosity and how we should be curious, consistently curious, because that's how really we innovate things. That's how we create new things. And that's how we explore the amazing, you know, creature or humans that we are to bring out new things. But most times we block our curiosity by boxing ourselves to say, oh, this is what I do. And we associate who we are with what we do rather than, you know, but one line that jumped at me was saying, most times you meet people and you ask them, well, what do you do? Rather than saying, who are you right now? Ah, that thing sweets me. It sweets me. So I'm going to do the same thing and ask you. I'm not even going to say, what do you do? I'm like, Grace, so amazing. Who are you right now?
I am Grace, so amazing. So let me even tell you one interesting thing about the Grace, so amazing thing. One lady said to me that, Grace, stop bragging. I said, what do you mean? Stop bragging. I said, tell me. She said, why are you calling yourself Grace so amazing? I'm like, because I am amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that question. And again, thank you for inviting me here. And most importantly, this is an opportunity for me to say thank you for what you do, because things like this, I remember watching Mo Abudu some years back, and it was what I watched on that show that changed the trajectory of my life. So whenever I see people doing things like this, all I would say, or all I can say, is kudos, well done for impacting. So thank you. Currently, I express myself. Who am I? I'm a lot of things, but I have started learning to redefine myself, not with what I do, but who am I? And I would simply say I am Grace, so amazing. I am a force. I am a co-creator. I am someone that was put on this earth to express herself through several means. So when anybody says, or if I get questions like, who are you? It's very easy for me to say that I'm a co-creator. I am Grace, so amazing. And I am expressing myself as a human being, using my gifts and talents to impact my world. So that's who I am. So what do I do? What I do currently, or how am I expressing myself right now? I'm expressing myself as a life coach, a business owner, a therapist, a cognitive behavioral therapist, and the founder of an NGO called Friends to Lean On Global Foundation. Coincidentally, I'm wearing a shirt that our t-shirt, Friends to Lean On Global Foundation. So basically, I am in the business of growth and personal development.
I love that. I love that. That's such a beautiful, beautiful way to introduce yourself. Like, this is who I am, and I'm currently expressing myself as this. Because 6 months from now, 1 year from now, you might meet me again, and I am expressing myself in a different capacity. And that's just beautiful, as we are as humans, right? Okay, now, tell us about your journey, especially the very challenging ones. Now, you know, you mentioned you wear this many hats. And one of the things that I know is common to many people is juggling those many hats in such a way that it does not leave you deflated always. It does not leave you stressing out always. And if there's something I know about you, I think at least we've known each other for over 3 years now. And I have seen difference. Like, I've watched a lot of things change over those 3 years. We've both grown. We've both become better. We've both become, you know, better at our crafts and at our expression. But one of the things that has stood out so far is somewhat how collected you are, even with all the things that you do. I am sure that it did not begin like that. You know, how did you get to this point where it feels like, I got it? And even on days that you don't got it, you still got it because you are aware and you are able to express and then get yourself back. So tell us that story. How are you able to juggle all these hats without consistently being depleted?
First and foremost, I love, absolutely love what I do. Absolutely love what I do. And sometimes when I hear questions like, Grace, you know, they tire, meaning that, Grace, don't you get tired and all? I'm like, I'm a human being, I get tired. But because I enjoy what I do so well, I love it. I love it. But the important part for me really is the girl, the woman, the person, the human being I am becoming on this path, on this journey that I am on. And let me start by taking you back a bit. So growing up in my house, they used to call me Dr. Grace because I want to take care of you when you're down. You know, I just wanted to see you happy, or I just wanted, it was something that was there from when I was a child. You know, so I'm that person that when everyone is looking low, right from when I was a child. So most times when you talk to people and you say, you know, just take a step backwards and then see what you were very good at when you were a child, it would then make sense. So I have to say that, because sometimes the journey, when you pass through a particular journey, you would realize that you're doing that thing because you have passed through a particular journey, you know. But that was not even the case for me. The journey was just a preparation for what I really wanted to become, to make the job, you know, easier. So I was they were always calling me Grace, Dr. Grace. I'm like, okay. So in my head, I was going to be a doctor. And you know this thing that we are laughing small so like this? The small thing that looked like depression that happened to me was because I wasn't given the opportunity to study medicine. I wanted to study medicine so badly that when they just gave me physics, I was like, where is this coming from? You know, I talk about this story. I say a lot about this story because when I look back, I'm happy that, look, when you're in a situation, you don't know, it won't make sense to you when you're in that situation. Yeah. When you are out of it and you look, you're like,
in hindsight, oh, you're like, oh my gosh,
this is how it works. You know, so I just passed through school. Thank God I was not a dull child, because I wasn't serious at all. I wasn't serious because I didn't want to continue. And it wasn't because of course there is nobody that is dull. Sometimes you have the environment will not support what you're looking, you know, to achieve. So for me, I knew I was smart, but I didn't like what I was doing at that time. So I just managed, you know, to force myself, just try. And then I said, okay, let me just do the physics. When I finish, I would study medicine, because I was very young. I was very lucky. I got admission the year that I finished secondary school. To cut the long story short, after uni, I got a job. Me that said I was going to go and study medicine, well, yeah, I saw money and I started working.
Life started to life you.
You understand? So after 4 or 5 years into my job, I felt out of place because I was working in a multinational, and what were
was
doing
it,
there?
Was it related to the physics, or was it something
no,
else?
No, man, I was doing something entirely different. Physics was just so that they would know that you shall went to school. It's not like that. What they would do. Yeah. So for me, I was like, what am I doing here? What is happening here? Goodness, because at some point when you and for the kind of person that I am. I love innovation and I love to create. So when I was in that spot, I just noticed that there is no room for creativity when you're working for somebody. And even if you're very creative, since it's not your business, so you can show some level, you can show some level of creativity, but there's a limit. Thank you. There's a limit to your level of creativity on a job that, you know, you were hired to do. So my creativity came to, you know, I was still able to be creative, but it was more like in reporting, in introducing ideas, you know. But I mean, you're working with a big company. They already have their things all set up and all of that. So even though my ideas, my little innovation and everything was, you know, they talked about, oh, good, but it did not go past. You know, they would just use it for some small stuff. Like, and I said, well, me, I want to do big things, so I want to impact lives. Is it this small office? I'll just be in this office, and I'm not, I don't know, you know. But in hindsight, again, what I thought I was doing at the time was I was not impacting. But the beautiful thing is, for every time you learn, for every time you apply knowledge, you're not just you're important. So what I used to say is, when you learn something good for yourself, you're impacting yourself. So you're part of nature. So you are equally important. So it's not only about impacting others.
When you impact
yourself, you're doing a great job. So most times people only think that it's when they impact others, that's when they are impacting the world.
That's why they'll feel discouraged easily, because they feel like they're not doing enough. Meanwhile, just the fact that you are feeding you are becoming a better person, and you are showing up as that, you are added to the ecosystem, and that its impact. Wow.
Simple.
Love it.
You know, I didn't know this. You know, I didn't know this until when I left that place and I realized that all the things that I currently do, all the skills that I acquired in that space, is what I now use in my own business. So how did I switch? I was working there. I worked there for about 8 years. But the beautiful thing about me is, again, after 4 years in one sector, my body was doing me, this same place, you know. So I did what we call horizontal, you know, there's this
like crossing.
Way they crossing. So
transition to another department.
Another department. Yeah. So I was in customer service, customer marketing, and then I switched to data, and then customer service analyst. So it was something entirely different. I became a data analyst, and from there I learned logistics. I learned what the business was about from the company to customers. You know, I got the chance to see the flow, you know. So makes sense now what I do in my business. Like, I have a business where I have fitness gears, and I understand the dynamics, I understand the logistics. At the end of the day, I was able to learn certain things from that experience. So I don't know who is watching now and that you're in a place and you're frustrated and you're irritated and you're saying to yourself, what the hell am I doing here? Listen, that thing that you're doing there, take it with your full chest, learn it. It will make sense later. So I mentioned Mo Abudu earlier, and Mo Abudu had a show where she was interviewed. The show was about interviewing people just like this.
And Moments with Mo.
Moments with Mo, she interviewed someone, Larry Olushola. This story, I shared it with you.
Yeah.
But what happened to me that day was I was rebellious in my spirit. Like, what is wrong with this one? How can you say a life coach? What do you know? I was rebellious because I didn't understand it. You know, so most times when I see people that are attacking certain things, I know what it
means.
They don't have
knowledge about that thing. So what they don't know, they mystify it and condemn it.
Absolutely. You know, so long story short, I heard about life coaching. I went into life coaching, and by that time, I was already, you know, working on becoming a mental health advocate. So I was already doing things in that regard. So I wanted to add two and two together. So I started studying on my own that what can you do that can help? So when I heard that man saying, he was like, and I Googled and I was like, okay, the information back then was really sketchy. There was no big information on life coaching and everything. But I was like, okay, let me just, you know, understand it. I had to learn on my own. And then the next big thing is, how do I get trained? Because this thing is like something I love. So I started scouting. And as soon as I saw the amount, I was like, oh, it's as if we will wait small. To cut the long story short, eventually I enrolled, studied that, and after that, I went ahead to do courses around mental health just to help me understand it, because I now notice that these things work hand in hand. Life is a big ball with several aspects connected to it.
Right.
When this aspect is not doing well, it will start to affect your mental health. And then when it's affecting your mental health, it will start to affect your performance. And so I started studying, and I did psychology. I'm currently doing programs and certifications in areas, you know, so I'm going full force. I got certified. And I started practicing. So it was time for me to plan my exit from where I was. But I was afraid, like, who would I go and tell that I'm a life coach that they'll take me seriously? It didn't look like anybody knew what this was about. But in COVID year, I think it was 2020.
2020, honestly.
That year. At the end of the day, I was tired. First and foremost, I wanted to be close to my family. I was still living in Lagos then. And that period, I was like, goodness gracious, I couldn't see my family. We couldn't go out, even though we were going to work and everything. I was like, so if something happens like this, this is how I will be very far from my family. I won't be able to, no. I started planning how to not only leave the job, I was also planning how to leave that environment so I'll be closer to my family. Eventually, I did that. But so this is the part for me that I find really interesting, because it changed the game for me.
Right.
So what I did, I said, Nigeria, Africa doesn't really know about life coaching. However, I would be introducing to friends and I'll tell them that I do coaching for free. Let's just start, you know, and everything. Because of course you have to, once for you to be certified, I did all of that. While I was doing it, I was discovering a lot about myself. I was discovering a lot about the field I was into. I was discovering how crucial this field is. So I just knew I was going to continue doing it. I just loved how it connected me back to my love for medicine. Because in my small head at the time, I thought, you know, helping people was only
the only way to do that was to be a doctor.
I didn't know that there are several
ways. Many ways that enters the market.
Exactly. So when I found out that some people, you know, after our session, they'll give me feedback, they'll tell me, they've started. I'm like, this did they work on. You know. And I mean, I had my own journey, weight loss journey. That one is something for another day. I can't even go there now. But I started practicing some of these things I was learning for myself as well. And I was seeing how the thing was transforming me. And I said, this business is a real business. And I am going to go into it full time. But the beautiful thing is, I introduced other things around it. I started doing my business, like I said. And then with that business, you see that some people would want to lose weight and they would discover that it wasn't about just losing weight. They had issues with other things. So I was able to help them deal with that. And, you know, losing weight for them became a lot easier. And then I was able to build systems. For some people, it was about career choice. They were like, I don't even know what to do. After our coaching session, I would help them. We would work together. I would build a particular system for them. And they would follow that. Because the truth of the matter is people usually run away from certain things when they get bored. But when you create a system for them that is daily, like it's something that they do without even thinking about it, they will now realize, this is helping me become better in this area, and this is helping me. And before you know it, after a month or two, they'll realize that, they are now doing this particular thing very well. So I now carved a niche for myself, which was in personal development, and I was able to work with people to help them build systems so that they can achieve their goals. And I mean, we're still on the journey, we're doing it, and we're loving it.
Honestly, see, there is beauty. There is so much like beauty that you cannot describe when you are doing what you love, you know, and I can see that beauty radiating all over you now. And I love the journey that took you to this place. And it's just to tell, let anyone out there know that if you are at that crossroad where you feel like you are feeling a discomfort where you are and you don't even know why, is because there is something better calling for you. And you just need to sit with yourself or probably reach out to a coach to help you clarify it. Because most times it's just clarity. I've also been on that journey of practicing my coaching now. And every time I finish a session with someone, I'm giving out a complimentary session. And every time I do that, when I ask for, okay, what is your biggest win from this session? One of the things that comes out often is like, oh, wow, clarity. Like it feels like I couldn't see clearly before, but now I can see clearly. Like, wow, I didn't even think about this before. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Imagine that.
Right? And it's just beautiful because when you see clearly, then, you know, your journey is faster. If you're driving and there is fog, you will be slowing down. Like, hey, you don't know if there's a pothole. But when everything is clear, if the road permits you to go 120, you can go because it's clear, right? So a lot of people struggle with the clarity. And sometimes when it's in our head, we feel like, it's too huge. But when you put it down, really, and just like put it out of your head and put it in paper, you'll be like, okay, it's not that big. I just need to do this, and this, and I'll get there. And it's just lovely when, you know, I'm able to do that with people or for people and help them see that. And the light, you know, that comes to them. It's just beautiful what we do as coaches. And I'm excited about my practice. And I can't wait to do more, you know, to like you said, dig deeper, like go all in and keep learning, keep expanding even on my own self as I go on that journey to helping other people. Now, with your journey and the part of it that you shared with us, because I know you have many things and more, you've said some of them as you were sharing, but I want you to highlight the ones that came out to you the most, that if you have kids today now, these are some things that you can pass on. Wait, see, in life, this is what I've learned from this journey you shared with us. Can you highlight two or three lessons, life lessons that you can share with us that you also kind of think of sometimes that say, ah, I've learned this. This one is a keeper. What are those things?
Number one for me is you create your reality. It's so real. I can touch it because we talk about write your goals, write your, it's so casual because I mean people have said it 1,000
yeah,
and one
yeah,
times.
It's some cliche.
So sometimes it's cliche, yeah. But there's something they say about cliches that they because they work, that's why they are cliches. They're good to go. Right? So and that's number one, create your reality. Number two is there is never a wrong moment. Never a wrong moment. Every time you find yourself in a particular situation, trust me, it will make sense to you later. It will make sense to you later. The physics, I like saying that the physics that I learned, that I studied, that I flung my certificate. I threw it away, I'm like, go and sit down, let me do other things, right? That physics actually is the bedrock. I would say it's the bedrock for what I do differently as a coach. Because
it gives you a different lens.
Exactly. It gives me everything from a scientific point of view. So it's not easy to come and tell you that do this. But most times when I'm with my clients, I don't let them see that they have the ability to do this. We are going to create a system that is scientific, that if you do X, Y, Z,
it gives you this.
Then it's a sure bank account. You know, so for me, I would say that nothing is a waste. I usually say that. I can't say that enough. Nothing is a waste. Yes, even that time you were selling pants, because I did that in school. I sold underwear in school, and I was like, "What am I doing this for? Who sent me this message?" Now, if I'm speaking to someone, my convincing power used to shock me. I'm like, you know, so every time you find yourself in a system or you're doing something, tag it your practicing moment. You're practicing for what you want to do. So nothing, number two, I would say nothing is a waste. Nothing is a waste. It might look like you're wasting your time when you're doing that thing, at the time you're doing that thing, but eventually it will come in handy. And then number three for me is seize opportunities. Goodness. These opportunities. I can't say that enough. I beg. Because I took one opportunity that is paying my bills. It's one of the reasons I'm able to pay my bills, you know. I took that opportunity and I'm very happy that I took that opportunity. And ordinarily, you would look at the opportunity as a big. And now, most times when I see something coming over and over again and it looks like an opportunity, I will go for it. It's better I go for it and I lose out than not going for it. So I would say the number four thing I would say is seize moments, seize the opportunity when it shows its face. Yeah. So I think finally, I would say enjoy the process. So me, what I always say is, the best part for me is the process. The process is what is making you become. So sometimes you set a goal and you've not achieved it and you want to finish yourself. I'll end by saying that for you to want to achieve anything, there is a process. And while you're on that journey, that process is what makes you. At the end of the day, the goal, you may just get the goal and then you'll be like, what next? But the journey is the main, is the cocoa, for lack of a better word, is the cocoa for me. So I would just say that. That would be the final thing I would say. Enjoy.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more with this last one you talking about process. I am also in that process now where I am trying to build some habits and I created a tracker. And, you know, every time I look at the tracker, I can already see some things that are constant K. Now, when I look at it, I'm like, because naturally, I wasn't tracking before. And I remembered when I got my first step IAC certification, the reason I went and sat down and spent hours creating that tracker was because of what my examiner said. You know, I said, you know, part of what he said when we were having that final session before I got my first step certification for International Association of Coaches is like, track your progress, you know, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so when I left that session, I'm like, track your progress. Okay. What would that look like for me? What exactly do I want to track? So for me, I'm like, okay, I will start with little habits, like daily habits, things that I'm already aware of, but that I feel like I'm not even paying attention to them anyways. But I know it's something that I should do. So, for example, my daily devotional, working out, you know, exercise, practicing coaching, you know, studying on coaching, meeting new people, practicing giving. Because I realized, like, I've been in a place of challenges for so long. It felt like I forgot how to give. Like, the only thing that comes to me when it comes to giving is giving of myself. Like, my time, my knowledge, helping people. But, like, actual gifts, it left. And I started to feel like, Ichiro, you are not like this before. No. I used to, like, be the person that would be thinking of, okay, how to give somebody, how to surprise people and all of that. But all of that just left. So now I'm walking it back into my life. To practice it, to make it like consciously, when I see you, I should remember, what is a gift that will fit this person that I can get them at some point in our relationship. So it's part of the tracking. And you know, when I started, it was good. And some days I'm seeing some boxes that are empty. But you know, I tell myself, I'm like, no, Adrian, you're on a journey. You're on a journey. Like, if you fill all the boxes and you're doing it now, or you like, okay, how would you know? You know, like, this empty boxes that is there is showing you the areas you need to work on more. And the ones that are filled is showing you the areas that are almost at auto-suggestion level, where it is now a habit.
Automatic,
so that one, exactly, you don't have to think about it anymore. It's like brushing your teeth. Like, for me, the moment I wake up and brush my, like, the moment I stand up and enter my bathroom and brush, is prayer mode activated. Like, it's or the way you turn on the shower, you know, it's worship session going. Oh Lord, you are so
the one that used to sing the house down when you're bathing. They'll be like, hey.
Bathroom. Do you see? So I love what you said when you said the process of getting to that goal, the process of building that habit is actually the real meat, not even the habit itself. And it is important for us to know, because that's how you will, when you even stutter or stumble today, you will go back again tomorrow, because you know you are building something. And until you build that thing, you don't stop. Thank you so very much, Grace. So amazing. You are super duper amazing. I kid you not. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for sharing. Yes. Thank you so very much, Gracie, for being here. I really do appreciate you. So, guys, I'm going to leave Gracie's contact in the description of this episode. If you want to contact her, if you want to follow her, I mean, on the screen earlier, her handle is there on Instagram at Grace So Amazing. But I'm going to add all the other links where you can reach out to her, even to be a part of her community as well. So thank you so much. If there's anything that jumped at you from this particular episode, would you let me know by sending me an email to stretchstreetpod@gmail.com. And if you have any specific feedback as well, you can send us the feedback through the same email, stretchstreetpod@gmail.com. And you can send your feedback as a voice note, as a text message. Just send them in and I'll feature them in subsequent editions. All right. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation today. Till I come your way again next week, this is the Energetic EJ and this is Stretch Street Podcast. Bye-bye.